W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Alleged CEO shooter Luigi Mangione expected to be extradited to New York from Pennsylvania, where he was caught on Monday with police say a fake ID, an untraceable gun, and a three-page document he is believed to have written kept in his backpack. Mangione, valedictorian of his 2016 high school class. This classmate shocked at the murder charge.
Really not a problematic kid in high school. He'd never really got in trouble, wasn't attention-seeking or anything like that. Just a bright kid with a bright future.
His voice altered for privacy. Fast-moving wildfire in Malibu, California, spreading rapidly on the hillsides a few miles from Pepperdine University. Seamus Hawkins grew up nearby.
Pretty crazy. It's like my first time seeing it, like a big fire like this up close. I'm just hoping that my grandparents' house is good.
The situation in Syria is still being monitored following the rebel overthrow of the government this week. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. One of the biggest health stories over the last year or two has been the use of semaglutides for weight loss. Demand just keeps rising, and now with a huge investment and the addition of hundreds of new jobs, Wisconsin will be helping to fill that demand. Here's Stuart J. Wattles.
Pharmaceutical giant Eli Lilly has plans for a $3 billion expansion of its Pleasant Prairie facility. The drug maker is looking to boost production of diabetes and obesity medicines. The project will add 750 highly skilled jobs to the current workforce of over 100 employees. Construction is set to start next year with 2,000 workers hired to build the new addition. Governor Evers praised the project and the region. Between Eli Lilly and Microsoft, there's more than $6 billion of development going on in southeastern Wisconsin.
The Packers Heritage Trail Monument is gone. Monday morning, crews removed the statues, photos, and pavers from the monument near the corner of Adams and Washington Streets. A part of downtown Green Bay since 2013, the monument was moved to make way for an 8-story, 268-unit luxury apartment building. The city of Green Bay paid over $109,000 to disassemble the monument. Packers Heritage Trail has yet to determine its new location. The students of Green Bay's East High School are holding the Drive Up, Drop Off food drive for Eats for East this week. Student Council Advisor Matthew Vandenhouten.
We have 70% of our students are economically disadvantaged that rely on our, you know, free breakfast or reduced breakfast and lunches. But when they go home on weekends, sometimes they don't know where the food's coming from.
Non-perishable food donations will be taken at East High Wednesday and Thursday from 3:30 till 5:30 p.m. Donations can also be dropped off at the East High School main office during school hours this week. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team is on the road taking on Illinois. The Badgers dropped in the rankings from 11 to 20th after back-to-back losses to Michigan and Marquette. NBA, it's the Bucks and the Magic in Milwaukee for another NBA Cup game. Damian Lillard only scored 11 points in Sunday's win over the Brooklyn Nets. That snapped a six-game streak of 25 points or more per game for Dame. Doc Rivers.
He struggled a little bit early, you know, but I thought that down the stretch, he was clutch and got it going, made right plays. He's not going to have 40 every night. He's not even going to be great every night. No one is.
NFL, the Packers reviewed the tape of their game against the Lions.
We kind of went through the game recap today and just playing consistent football. I think there was a lot of opportunities in that game where we had advantages that we didn't capitalize on. And I think it always comes back to just doing the little things the right way.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow after midnight, low of 22. Tomorrow, some light snow, blowing snow, becoming windy in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll be in the teens by late Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Hi, it's Jim Schmidt and John Mino from Mino and the Mayor.
Join us live and on location Thursday morning, December 12th from 6 till 9 a.m. We'll broadcast from Simple Life Hospitality's Field of Dreams house across from Lambeau Field. We'll give you an inside look at this great party house at 1167 Shadow Lane.
Can't make it before 9 a.m.? Swing by their open house from 9 till noon. Take a tour. Learn how you can rent your home out for the draft and sign up for a Simple Life Hospitality gift card and other prizes.
You can also be the first to book the house for Green and Gold Bash or the draft before somebody else grabs it. See you there.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will go overtime with Maggie Dawn. Plus, guess which Republican candidate who claims to have never lost an election is a leading contender to become Trump's ambassador to Mexico. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6. 97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, worldwide in the Civic Media app. Beautiful day out there. 34 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 32 in Oshkosh. Special thanks to Heather Heil coming in for the Bark in Blue event. And, of course, she also runs the Children's Museum, which is a phenomenal place. And John Miller, NBC 26, but now the man. The myth.
Hey, guys, just to let you know, I've benched 225 10 times.
Frank Hermans. I can see you in a weight times. Room throwing
Did
it around.
Really? Yeah, now I can do it about five, but I tore my pectoral muscle 3 years ago trying to put up 315 like I was stupid.
315 pounds?
I used to be able to put 315 up. I don't anymore. I tore the top part of my pectoral, but I can still do 225 five times.
Jesse!
That's impressive.
How much can you bench? Come on, you work out every day. How much you bench?
Look at that guy.
As the older you get, it isn't the weight anymore. It used to be when you were younger. Hey, how much can you bench?
I was reading a thing, just one of those like funny things that's like what guys think impresses women that impresses them the least. And one was how much they bench.
That is funny to read those things, you know?
Yeah.
It's a Venus and Mars thing. They're not even on the same planet.
Yeah. Hello, Frank.
How you doing, guys?
Good. You've lots going on. Like, I do. A lot going on.
I do. I this is my time, Christmas. I love Christmas. We, 27 shows this month. But we got a lot of ideas for Christmas presents for people, and what's better than experience than a blender? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Let's give an experience. You know, instead of giving it a gift card, give them a show. Give them an expedition.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Because I've told you I've gone on this blender type of diet at times. No, but here's
okay. I'm listening.
They're such a pain in the butt to clean.
Yeah, Ninja.
To
I
wash
got one.
And it's like. Yeah.
Clean the dishwasher.
Yeah. No, they just
you
don't.
You
got to
take them apart, the rubber part. And
yeah.
You lose it. You lose the rubber part. And then you
the gasket?
Gasket. Then you
yes,
got to make it
I'm
out of plastic.
I'm missing the gasket on mine, it leaks.
Did you ever make your own gasket?
I
have.
How do you do that?
You cut it like a piece of plastic, and you just cut it like a cooler, Cool Whip top.
Oh.
You cut it out for that little
That's
gasket.
That's actually a good idea.
Sure, I've made like a couple of those over my time.
Wow, I like that.
All right, so tell me, everybody knows you as Let Me Be Frank Productions and what, 20 years?
25 years.
25, it's 25. 25. I know we had big silver. Yeah. And I love going
did
to your shows, and
job?
It's a great.
I did.
What'd you do?
I ran bars and owned
Like
facilities.
I said, did you have
a real
job?
Yeah, let's get back to this fantasy stuff. Hey, tell me about, you love to travel too, and you've talked about it on the show, and now you're actually leading a trip.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine, Amy Hobbins. You should have her on. She's great. From
I know Amy.
Yeah, from Journeys Unlimited. And mm-hmm. she's my
Her husband played at the University of Minnesota and played Packers. For the Packers in 1987.
He was Jim. In my same grade at Preble High School. We were good
friends.
Oh,
no kidding.
He was 6'6", 250 in high school. I had to guard him.
So oh, man.
He's quite a little.
I would not want to do that.
But Amy has been my travel person for like the last 20 years, and we've gone everywhere. And she approached me because she goes, you go to Scotland, you go to Ireland all the time. What if we did a trip with you and Amy? Because I have this Facebook page called The History Bluff where I make up stuff when I travel. You know, kind of like, welcome. I talk like I'm from England. I say, welcome to Doon Castle where Spamalot was done.
That's actually really good.
So thank you. But if you check it out, you go on Facebook, go to History Bluff and see all those funny videos. But I love Scotland. And we've been there the last 2 years. And she
Are you Scottish?
I am Scottish, 37%. And Amy goes, would you like to take a group there? And I said, yeah. So what I did is I picked all of my favorite spots in Scotland that we went to, Doon Castle, Edinburgh Castle, Stirling Castle. And we start in Edinburgh, we go to Inverness, and then we go to Aberdeen, one of my favorite places. So we're hitting 8 days of Scotland. We got a mini bus, fits 22 people. Amy and I are kind of the fluff. Now, we did hire a guy to tour because I don't know everything. I don't. I just make it up. Yeah, as you can tell on stage. Can you tell?
No, when you said about the fluff.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fluff. Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
I know.
But yeah.
You know
Amy,
what I'm thinking.
Amy and I will be talking about our experiences in Scotland, and I'll be talking like the history bluff the whole time and telling them cool things. And you get to hang. We got dinners. We got drinks. We're staying at 4-star places.
Saw that.
It's $3,500 bucks. Not a bad deal.
That's not a bad deal at all.
So for two people. I mean, not for two people. It's $3,500 bucks a person.
Right, sure.
Yeah.
Right.
But to go to Scotland for 8 days, June 11th through June 18th, it's a great Christmas present. My God. And so
hasn't air traffic or the fares gone like crazy?
We're not even talking air.
Okay.
That's just the trip. You got to buy airfare.
No, I know that, but I mean, airfares have gone out of the blue.
It's crazy.
Get
this. I mean, you talk about how much is this trip?
$3,500.
Okay. My kids are coming home for Christmas. They live in New York.
Yeah.
$1,600 round trip.
$1,600. From New York?
Yep. And that used to be, we used to do that.
First class?
No, no, they're not. Yeah. But I just.
No,
they're not flying first class.
Business class.
But we used to do that for like $500.
Oh, easy.
It's like, what happened out of the blue?
It just was crazy. And we're looking, I'm like, that can't be right. Hey. And she checked, it's like, it's even higher. You know, they cut the airlines, they cut it back, they're all sold out.
I know.
These airlines are the greediest
oligopoly. You can't do standby anymore, man. I remember I went to Vegas on Spirit Airline for $92.
Yeah. Right.
Round trip.
And then they got grilled on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, they did.
$12 billion they made on luggage or something or change fees. And just
you got a belt, you got to pay $10.
Right.
If you have shoes, you got to pay $5.
You can't even get meals anymore, right?
You got to buy everything, and then you got to be credit card too.
No.
Anyway, I just think this is a good deal. It sounds like a lot, but boy, to go and I don't know if you're. Dad's gone. Go with your mother. I mean, there's just a lot of cool things to do here. Obviously, your spouse, kids. But that's...
We were going to go anyway.
You've
so
done
now,
this so many times.
I don't get to bring the kids this time, which is... Wait, I love bringing the kids, don't get me wrong. But Amy and I, we never get a chance to do the pub thing. So this is what we're going to do in Scotland. I love single malt scotch. I'm going to have some over there. You know, this time you get to hang with us. We're going out to dinners. We're going to see some shows. Plus, we get to see the coolest castles that we like. My favorite castle is, and it's on the tip of my tongue, and I got it right.
So how old are these?
These castles are built in the 1200 and 1300s.
Wow, isn't that amazing?
And it's crazy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's, what castle is it? Gosh darn.
Edinburgh?
No, Edinburgh, we're going
White?
But it's the one
okay,
that...
Frank,
can I just say something?
I think, Johnny,
you just became
Earnhardt.
A really old guy.
Yeah,
White.
Yes, I did. Earnhardt Castle.
White Castle.
Yeah.
You just made Jim and I feel good because normally we're like the old guys, and all of a sudden you trying to find that in your thing,
just
you became the old guy in the room.
It's Earnhardt Castle. It's right out of Aberdeen. It is built on the ocean on a cliff.
Oh.
Back in the day,
children...
And cows, they had to put leashes on them because they would fall over. It's crazy, this castle. They built it there. It was fortified. And it's the castle where I can't even think of the other guy back in 1200s. My gosh, you guys are putting
Rob Lowe?
No, not Rob Lowe. Anyway, Mel Gibson played him. Braveheart.
Okay.
It was the castle that he escaped.
And really?
Yes.
Like the real guy?
The real castle. And in the tunnels that he went through, the sewer system, it's still there.
Wow.
It is the coolest thing ever, and I just want to bring people there to see it.
And you're hosting it.
I'm hosting it.
That's going to be
That's
fun.
That's awesome,
And
Frank.
You're entertaining, which, you know, put something on the bus, it gets a little boring, so you'll keep
Definitely.
Lively.
And we're only bringing, you know.
22 people. That's 22 a nice people. Group.
11 couples.
Yeah.
It just went on sale. That's why I wanted to talk about it All today. Right. You got to call Amy Hobbins or call me. I know there's some interest on Facebook already, but I'm hoping these will be gone by Christmas because we're going to, if it doesn't sell by January 11th, you know, we got a time frame that we got to sell these.
Yes.
So. But we'd love to have him. We're going to have a blast.
Oh, my.
And we fly a straight flight from Chicago to Edinburgh. None of this.
Nice.
Go to Heathrow. And you know, like we did. I hate that. There's no connecting flight. Yeah. It's boom.
That's
there.
So awesome. If I had the money, I would do it.
We emailed Amy?
Amy Hobbins.
Okay, so it's Amy at
corporate.
Journeys Unlimited.
So. Why? Me and Jim. Come on. We could do our show from Scotland, Jim.
That would be fun. For
that would be
the
so Clan much
McGregor
fun.
Clan McGregor McClacken's live from
Yeah,
Scotland.
And the whole time you have to talk in that accent.
I could do it.
And we will, too. Well, Frank, I'm here with Jim. How was that? Was that good?
That was not even close, dude.
No. Okay. Frank, I think this is cool that you're doing this.
You're mean.
I
mean, because people, you're mean to me.
I'm not mean, Jim.
You're mean to me, Frank.
I think people want to travel. Honest. They're a little apprehensive, but I think you would take the edge off that travel. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you know that.
I think that's
The flights that we take American Airlines are great.
I would wear a kilt.
It's a 10-hour flight.
The entire trip.
Meals, great. And what we like to do is like to leave at night, like 6, 7 o'clock. So you're going through the night. When you get there, it's morning there, and you start your day.
Right.
So you can either nap on the plane, or you got to bust through it that first day. You know international travel.
Yeah, I do, but there's drugs for that.
There are. There is drugs for that.
You can sleep on a plane. Okay. No, just go to they're legal. Just go to the doctor. Say, hey, look, I need to fall asleep,
and
I don't want to lose 5 days of trying to get reacclimated. Yeah, I want to do it day one.
They
so
will do it for you.
They will
you,
do
yes.
that for you.
But yes. I don't want to miss the carts going through for food. Are you have free beverages? You know, I just never want to miss that.
I don't. I watch Family Guy for like 8 hours.
Have you done this before? I've done this before, haven't you?
I've been to Scotland twice. Ireland.
No, but you've hosted trips before, haven't you?
I have not.
Oh, I thought at their old radio station I was at.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry. We did cruises. And we played at a resort. I forgot about that, Jeff. We did two cruises, and we played at a resort in Mexico, and we brought like 90 people.
Yeah.
It was
awesome. Oh, that's a big group.
Yeah, it was a big group, and I hardly remember it. It was a crazy time, those booze cruises. And
Well, you know who does it every year that's unbelievably popular? It's Dennis from the Glam Band.
Oh, yeah, they do it.
They do that Mexico
they do
trip.
They play
huge.
In Mexico. We played at a resort in Mexico once. It was awesome. Yeah, we did the same thing.
And to get it and travel is... It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I mean, you read about it, you hear about it, but to go there and experience it, and to go with someone like you, or there's my brother does these things with religion, Rome, Jerusalem, Poland, that kind of stuff.
I went on one of those.
I was in Israel for 10 days. I love.
Were you really?
Elvis. I did. If you look up Elvis Tel Aviv Frank, I performed in Jaffa. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. As Elvis.
As Elvis. And everybody knew everywhere because everybody speaks Hebrew. And I did this through UWGB, a cultural exchange. I mentored an entertainer over there. So I got to go over there for 10 days and hang with him. It was the best experience I ever had.
It is.
It was. And he came over here for a couple weeks and hung with me. Yeah.
Fun.
He's now a shaman. Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
I got a buddy there's a guy that used to play for the Packers that's a shaman.
Really?
Yes. Alan Weingard.
Oh, I remember Alan.
Remember
he's
Alan?
A shump. Does he travel all over?
I don't know, but he's in the robe now and the whole thing.
In the robe.
When I went to school, I dated a lot of Jewish girls. I'll tell you that story.
Well, yeah.
I had to hide my crucifix.
Off air.
I had to hide my crucifix.
You did.
Because I had a crucifix chain.
Yeah.
I had to hide that.
You did.
Because if their moms were around.
The muscle.
Because I looked Jewish.
Yeah.
They used to tell me that.
Okay.
Quick break. Back up. You're going to set me on fire.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. A Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
It's coming closer. The flames are now licking my body. Won't you help me?
Hey, welcome back. Mike with the Mayor here with Frank in the house. Wasn't that... Was I wrong?
That was,
I
said, like,
he's going to tell you the greatest
tour story ever. Tour guide, yeah.
Anyway,
we use that
docents.
All the time.
We do. Yeah. This tour guide, did you and Amy set this up?
Amy Hobbins of Journeys Unlimited called me and said, hey, would you be interested in bringing a group? And I said, yes. And she said, would you host it? And I said, well, I think we need a tour guide. I go, I know all these places, but I can't be talking on the bus. And over here we have, hookah or whatever.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Would you ask Amy if she'll do one for Northern Italy that I could host?
She's done Northern Italy. Well,
I want to do
all
that.
Them,
I don't want Southern Italy.
She
just
specializes
Northern Italy.
In Italy, Kuwait.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she does that. Yeah.
I don't want to go back to Kuwait.
Yeah.
But Italy stuff is
although Kuwait's
fun.
Actually.
Croatia,
you know
I meant
funny
to say.
Is that you and I both admit or agree on one thing. The country of Kuwait, the cities are like awesome.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of money in that.
Like I said, Kuwait City is like Miami or wherever. It's unbelievable.
Per capita income is crazy.
Yeah. People think of those as like these third world country countries.
No.
We had this guy on yesterday and he was from Djibouti.
Can I do something? Can I do something? Yeah. Milton is on your shirt and I just want to
All right.
Get rid of Milton.
He had spent some time in Djibouti.
Okay.
And I'm like, I've been there. That's the Horn of Africa. I stayed at this really nice hotel because there's only one owned by the Russians. It was, but they're not
but
always,
unbelievable, right?
But unbelievable. And then the poverty.
Opulence
which
has
is,
it.
Outside
right,
of it. Yeah.
Outside of it was just,
crap.
Ugh, unbelievable. Yeah. Whereas when you get over to Scotland, that's pretty much consistent,
you know, Scotland
isn't it?
is
not
a,
the ghettos there.
You know, I feel it's a great place for if you're going to an American to travel for the first or second time. They speak American, and they really, you know, the country's so beautiful. It reminds you of Door County. It's Door County on steroids with no motorcycles.
Got to be some great golf courses, right?
Oh, great golf courses. In fact, the reason why I didn't golf when I was there is because you had to join the club. And I didn't want to join the club. I didn't have time. If you got the time, golf. But we got so much we want to do when we're over there.
Right.
So much. And you golf, it's 6 hours. The day's gone.
Yeah.
You know, and they're called buggies over there.
Okay, let me ask
you
this, though. Okay,
buggies.
So I admitted my ignorance on beer earlier today, okay? And you brought up something in regard, because we have to do a bartending thing this week. Yeah. Okay, we're going to talk about that for the Alzheimer's. And I can't pour a good beer. I can't get a good head on a beer.
Yeah.
But We were talking, or like Todd is kind of like a beer aficionado, yeah. and he was talking about lagers and this and yada, 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 yada. And you mentioned about Scotland. Their beer is different, right? I mean, it's not like buying a Guinness over here, correct?
Well, they got nitrogen is what they use for most of their beer because it's a heavier stout, you know, for Guinness and stuff to make the black and tans and stuff. So it's not CO2 that most of the beer you pressurize your beer to get to you. They use the nitrogen, so it's nice and cold. And here, when you pour a beer, you don't put the nozzle in the beer, okay? And over there, the nozzle goes in the beer. So it goes up. It's weird. So it's a different type of nozzle when you pour a beer. So there's slight differences, but I mean, the key to pouring a good beer is at an angle, and you give yourself about an inch, you know, so it doesn't the nozzle doesn't go in the beer.
You know, one thing, when I was in, where was I? I did the jewelry thing, Antwerp.
Yeah.
I don't know, what is it?
Belgium.
Country? Belgium. And go to a bar, and there's like a six page menu of beers.
Sure.
I mean, they take it real serious, don't they? And then another thing, though, if you ordered a drink, like a mixed drink, the guy would literally put his head down by the table or the counter or whatever to make sure it was exact. Yeah. You know what I mean? Normally here, it's just meh. But over there, they take that.
Profit.
They take it serious, don't they?
No overpours like Wisconsin.
Exactly.
You know, you judge your old fashioned on how strong it is.
Okay, let me ask you this. Okay, Jim has come up with one good idea. In the time we've been doing
every
this
day.
Show.
Every day.
And
every
he has
day.
Come up with one
Only
good idea
one
in a year and a half.
What's that?
For the draft. Yeah. Putting together a thing where small town supper clubs.
Is this the drive-through thing again?
Well,
Shuttle.
Shuttle. Okay, okay.
I think this has some merit.
I think people are going to want to do that. They're going to want to.
Definitely
want
to.
What's
different? Because they
what's
would never need? Know yeah. where Chilton is to go to a supper club.
They would not. So and that's another experience. Oh, my God. You just get a small niche of those 400,000 people coming. I just talked to my friend Lori, who owns a house there. They're charging $225 to park at her house. $225 bucks to park at her house. That's what the going rate is going to be.
We got to get in. We got to get some of this.
John, on your brewery, if you take the Scotland tour with from June 12th to the 18th, they go to a brewery and they actually, but get this, Frank, I guess you wrote it, so you would know this, but you actually discover the rich history of whiskey and beer making in Inverness?
Mm-hmm. Inverness.
Inverness.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Before enjoying faster both, and they tell you their secret recipe.
Wow.
And you get a little buzz. I'm just telling you. It's kind of cool. I'm going to tell you, having a little buzz in the afternoon when you don't have to drive is cool. You don't want to keep going, though, because you want to keep going. You just get that little buzz.
Right.
And then you stop go eat it. Or something. Yeah. You stop. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah,
is that where Scotch is actually from?
Hello, Scotland. Scotch.
I don't like Scotch.
Really?
Do you like Scotch?
Yeah. It's good. it's a sipping whiskey. I actually had when my
Todd,
wife.
You look good in that scarf.
He does.
Yeah. It
oh,
does
by the
look
way,
good,
I brought scarves for you guys.
You don't look good in this scarf. I'm not a scarf guy.
You're not? Is that
Thank
what you,
sir.
Away?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, he gave it
too
away.
Fat of a neck.
I'm not going to give him a scarf.
No.
Next year.
No. He gave a couple things of mine away.
He did?
My favorite vest.
gives it away?
My favorite vest was a green. I have a lot of blue vests. But
this.
I have a really good green one that cost me more. I bought it separately.
You did not buy it.
I bought separate. All the other ones are blue with the city logo on.
Yeah.
He gave it away to somebody. I bought a hat.
Well, they were here, right?
There's no way you bought a City of Green Bay vest.
I bought that
you
one.
You got that for
it's
free.
It's the only green one I have. No, that one I bought separate.
I don't believe
away.
That.
That is hilarious.
And then I had a leather hat.
Well, as soon as I gave John the scarf, he gave it away. He's like, here you go.
I got too fat of a neck, I think, for scarves.
We'll get a longer scarf,
you look,
maybe.
I don't know. It makes you look intellectual.
Oh,
look at Todd.
Look
right. It does.
He's got the beard. He's got the whole intellectual thing.
He looks like the guy in Harry Potter.
All right,
kind of.
Which one? Like all of them, right?
The big one?
Frank, give us another plug.
Well, Frank, Hagrid.
Give us another plug on your trip.
Well, the show, too. Let's
and
talk
your
about
show.
Your show.
Oh, yeah.
I got awesome.
Four great ideas for Christmas presents.
Okay.
First of all, the Christmas show, 3 more weeks at the Meyer Theater. Wonderful reviews. People are going crazy. Record crowds. We're hitting numbers pre-COVID. Finally. And I'm
so happy.
So the Christmas show is fantastic all the way through December 28th. Then, instead of going to Las Vegas this year, we go to Las Vegas every January, play the Plaza Casino. We're bringing Las Vegas to Green Bay, Wisconsin, Schwabenon, PAC, Saturday, January 25th, Frank's Tribute Show with the whole band, Adele, Cher, Elvis, Reba. We got Barbara Streisand, Karen Carpenter, George Jones. And who did I forget? I always forget. Barbara
no
Streisand.
Show Jones.
No Joe. My brother looks and sounds just like George Jones.
Possumize.
Lots of Christmas ideas
right.
and
Love
season
George
tickets.
Jones.
Two more. Come on, you got,
Oh yeah, I got season tickets you can get, and those are $170 for next year.
Okay,
all five great shows.
All right,
and yeah, we got a lot of stuff this going.
Can I just do one quick thing?
Quick email.
He stopped loving her today.
Oh yeah,
how was that?
That's pretty close.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A proposal could alter the high school football postseason in Wisconsin. With more, here's Civic Media's sports director, Jimmy Cuska.
Wisconsin high school football coaches are proposing a drastic reform in how teams qualify for the playoffs. That comes after the WIAA admitted it made a mistake in setting this year's playoff field. Citing a lack of transparency in the WIAA's computerized seating and selection process, the WFCA laid out its plan on December 4th. Coaches will vote on it December 13th, with the hopes that it will reach the WIAA's Board of Control in February for adoption as soon as the 2025 season. You can see the plan and learn more about it on our website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can learn more about the plan and see how it would have changed this year's playoff field by visiting WIFCA.org. Former Green Bay Packers wide receiver Donald Driver is teaming up with Cousin Subs to benefit Children's Wisconsin's Fox Valley Hospital. For every sub sandwich sold in the Fox Valley locations from now through December 12th, the Driven to Deliver Cheer campaign will donate 80 cents to be used to purchase toys for children in need. Driver himself will deliver the toys to the hospital. This is the third year of the campaign. For a list of participating locations, see our story at WGBW.fm. Wisconsin's oldest known living resident has passed away. Ruth Aunt Esther Strzuski passed away on November 29th. She was 112 years old. Family members say she passed away in her sleep at Parkview Health Center in Oshkosh. Strzuski's funeral will be Saturday at Conrad Bellman Funeral Homes in Oshkosh, with visitation starting at 10 a.m. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Nominations for the Golden Globes were announced Monday, and Variety is reporting that in the film category, Emilia Perez leads the way with 10 nominations. The musical stars Zoe Saldana and Selena Gomez and is being called a drug cartel musical. Intrigued? I am. The film is available on Netflix. Not too far behind with 7 nominations, including Best Picture, is The Brutalist, a brutally long 3.5-hour drama set in post-war Europe starring Adrian Brody, Felicity Jones, and Guy Pearce, all 3 of whom are nominated for their acting chops. Focus Features Conclave pulled in 6 nominations, including for Best Picture and Best Screenplay, as well as acting nominations for cast members Ralph Fiennes and Isabella Rossellini. The Bear continues to dominate award shows on the little screen with 5 nominations. Only Murders in the Building and Shogun received 4 nominations each. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy today, our high right around 32 this afternoon. Tonight, light snow after midnight, low of 22. Tomorrow, some light snow, blowing snow, becoming windy in the afternoon with falling temperatures. We'll be in the teens by late Wednesday afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey K., Professor Emeritus of Democracy. We're talking about the Act 10 overturned by a Dane County judge.
I think it's important for everyone to know that this was the state that in 1959 first granted public employees the right to organize and bargain collectively. We have a lot to take back. You know, I used to say take back America, but I say take back Wisconsin.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Sandy Williams will be back in the studio to discuss the latest in politics and what's happening with the economy. Join us.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9. Welcome back to Mino and the Mayor. Join the conversation now by calling 920-264-0606. 920-264-0606. Now, once again, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Special thanks to Frank Hermans joining us. Man, that Scotland trip sounds... And Todd, I just went in the room, and Joe Shington just brought in some homemade brownies, which are phenomenal. And I went to Todd, and Todd goes, hey, would you and Jim want to go on that trip? He said, Civic will pay for it, and we'll do our show over there. Todd and, just said that.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And, how are those brownies doing?
Everybody.
Well, Joe, hey, how bad is this that Joe actually said, just so you know, there's no weed in them.
Yeah, I bet. I happen to know Joe.
But anyway, we are here to talk about a very special event we've got coming up, and it's for a phenomenal cause, and this is the thing that Jim and I and Todd, we've all said, hey, this is, you know, we want to take an organization and really back them, and it's the Alzheimer's organization. Kerry Josephson is here. Kerry, take it away.
Hi. Yeah. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, a big event coming up on Wednesday.
Yep.
You guys are going to be pouring beer.
At Zimbaldi.
At Zimbaldi.
And we like, Zimbaldi's is great. I mean, plenty of places to park, but just great beer. And we love the pizza. I know that's not Zimbaldi's, but, you know, we're big Godfather's, Gallagher's pizza. Mm-hmm. And that, we were there, we had a, you know, sometimes you go to a place and you love it because you have a great experience there. We were there when Dr. Chen ran the tables on Jeopardy.
Oh.
That was fun.
Oh yeah,
a lot of
that
fun.
Was a lot. It was, you know what was fun though? It was okay, a little weird in a certain way because like everybody's watching the TV, and I'm watching him watch himself on TV, which was.
And he knew he was going to win,
yeah,
right?
He was the only one in the room who knew.
Absolutely. Yep. But it was kind of weird. I just watched him all night.
He even said watching that, like he didn't remember like that whole saxophone thing or that jazz. He goes, I don't remember doing that whole. He ran the table.
By the way,
that.
Introduce but, yourself.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We're having a big party there tomorrow night. And I just want to set the stage that it's going to be another great event.
It's going to be a great time. So my name is Abby Malcolm. My husband and I own Zimbaldi Beer over on Webster Avenue. And we're excited to have Mino and the Mayor come and pour tomorrow night for the Alzheimer's Association.
And everyone who, it's there's no cost to get in.
Absolutely.
It's a welcome by the Alzheimer's. And then you're donating, right?
Yep. So it's open to the public, just our normal business hours. But then you guys will be behind the bar pouring beer from 4 to 7 p.m. And a dollar that evening will go to the Alzheimer's Association. So a dollar for every pint, flight, and to-go six-pack will
and
go.
Tips.
And all of your tips. So you guys better earn it. You better bring
know,
it.
Hey, Kerry, when you lined us up, I didn't know that.
Oh, really?
That our tips are going to that.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I thought to make a couple of bucks.
You're keeping
I don't know.
Them?
Yeah. So I don't know if he's still coming. I'll pick him up to make sure he gets there.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you know, Mino behind the bar drinking up the profits. I don't know. We'll have to see how that all works.
The beer is pretty good.
Well, I mean, great. I might be doing more talking than pouring.
That's all right. As long as you keep those tips coming in for the Alzheimer's Association, you just need to be schmoozy. You're going to be great.
We talk about this, though, and Kerry, we early on, when we had you come in here, we said we want to, you know, put everything behind the Alzheimer's Association. We've all, Todd, Jim, myself, all directly affected a family member with Alzheimer's, okay? So we definitely want to get behind. But another thing that we've talked about is that it's really exciting because there's advances. I mean, these kinds of things are the grassroots of fundraising for Alzheimer's, but there are some exciting things happening. With, I mean, like, let's be honest, there's no cure for cancer. There's whatever. But you guys are really working towards a really cool thing, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
With the Alzheimer's Association.
Yeah, in the last, you know, 12 to 18 months have been really exciting. Finally having some drugs that actually slow the progression instead of just treating symptoms.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And everybody's affected by this disease. Everybody. I hate to say it, but everybody somehow is going to be affected by this disease. So what was your passion to get involved with this specifically, Kerry?
Really, you know, just hearing some of the stories from volunteers especially, because I thankfully, at least so far, don't have a direct personal connection. But, you know, hearing what they go through and how it affects families and seeing just how how terrible it can be for families to go to.
It really, it truly is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even this is a public event. Everyone's welcome. But, you know, you may talk to someone else who's kind of, it can be difficult on the person taking care of the person with Alzheimer's.
No question.
I just think that you may be able to talk to some other people there. I don't know who's all coming. I don't know if there's going to be information, but there's a lot of things that we have here in Greater Green Bay to address Alzheimer's. Everything from
We have so many great resources in the community. It's really wonderful. You know, between the ADRC and Curative Connections and
I thought it was cool, but your walk was right behind our studio here that day.
Sure was.
You had a great turnout for the walk.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did. Record number of people for the walk this year, so that was exciting.
Abby, what's
so
your passion? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. What's your passion?
She owns in Baldwin's.
Yeah. No, but I mean, as far as with Alzheimer's.
No, absolutely. So
I got that, Jim. I know. They're great.
So
I love that.
Carrying the Alzheimer's Association is such a great group. My husband's grandmother actually had Alzheimer's.
There you go.
Yeah, so it really does affect. I mean, if you reach out to people, they've got someone in their family or a friend that shared a personal story. I mean, this is it's a devastating condition and disease. So it's so nice that there's organizations that are working. And like you said, they've made such advances in the last year and a half that it would be incredible if in our lifetime this was no longer
something that, hey, we might
see something happen, which is exciting. You know, I want to talk a little bit about your place, and it's just great what you've done. I know it was a little bit of risk with starting a business, and then COVID wasn't kind to everybody.
Did you guys start right about COVID?
We did. Yeah, we started 6 weeks before COVID.
Six
weeks.
Did that make the business plan?
It was not in the business plan, but we're celebrating our 5-year anniversary in January, so we're happy to still be a part of the community.
Yeah, so are we.
Yeah, it's a great family-friendly brewery. With Gallagher's Pizza, like you said, right next door. Right. So,
and the energy there is good. I mean, like I said, the parking's good. The people are friendly. We've been there a number of times, and it's always just a great place.
I like that open feeling.
Right, it's that open concept. And I think this is going to be fun because I think people want to give to Alzheimer's. And it's, you know, you can sit at home and write a check for $25, $50. But to go out and have some fun, meet some people, and also donate makes it extra special. So I'm really looking forward to this. I think this is going to be a great night.
Absolutely.
I have to ask you because Jim and I have talked about getting into different business, starting up businesses. Not together. At what point did you say, we're going to do that? We're going to take this unbelievably giant leap and start up a brewery?
So my husband's been a professional brewer for over 10 years. I went to UW Stout for hospitality management. So we've always been kind of hospitality lifers. He started as a salad boy at Eve's Supper Club down on Riverside Drive as a kid.
I used to love that place.
So
God. Why did that ever close?
Oh,
I loved
so,
Eve's.
Right? Yeah. So good. So he's been a bartender and a server and myself too. So we're just kind of lifer hospitality people. We love to serve, love creating those environments
so
where people feel comfortable.
Expect, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
He's had their clientele.
Oh yeah. So he made salads there starting at, I think, 15, and he had such a blast.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you order an old-fashioned there, you'd have the lady doing what's it called?
Oh, muddling.
Muddling.
Oh, yeah. They did it right, sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. So just life for hospitality, folks, and we just love that kind of warm, welcoming feeling, and we hope that that's what the vibe is in the tap room.
It will be. It will be. Tell me again the relationship that you two have. Are you friends, or did you just reach out to?
Actually, reached out, I think, several years ago when I came into this position. You know, Zambaldi does an amazing job of giving back to the community, not just for the Alzheimer's Association, but for so many different organizations.
Yep. Yep.
So that's really kind of how it started.
Absolutely. So on Wednesday nights, we do Pints with a Purpose nights. So that's what this is, one of our Pints with a Purpose nights. Not always with incredible celebrity guest bartenders.
I was going to say.
I know. Not always this level of celebrity.
But that's coming up some week.
It's a high level.
Not this week.
Really high level.
But every Wednesday, we pick a different nonprofit to support. So every Wednesday, you can come and support a different nonprofit at Zambaldi, where a dollar for every pint, flight, and to-go beer goes to it. Because there are over, I think, 300 different incredible nonprofits in Green Bay, all doing just amazing work in our community. So we find that this is a really great way to give back and to have people come into our space and enjoy themselves. And like you said, that sense of community coming together and raising, you could sit at home and, you know, write a check, but it's so much more fun to hang out with other supporters and have a little fun as well.
Yeah. I teach at TC and I tell my students about what you're doing and that giving back is just part of a good business. You attract better employees.
Absolutely.
If they know you're doing that. And, you know, at all levels, right? Warby Parker, just all these bigger companies that are successful. When they interview these kids, they're my kids' age, they're 29, 28, but they really look for someone who does more than make money.
Absolutely. Know?
And I think that's awesome you're doing that.
It's been important to us from minute one to make sure that we give back. We're both from this area originally, so this is our hometown. So we want to make sure that we're supporting those people who are doing good in our hometown.
And we love what's going on with the Alzheimer's. And again, you know, Johnny was saying that we've all been affected by it. But I just want to underscore what you said. There's a lot of nonprofits out there that need partnerships with successful businesses, and you know, that's all part of our community here.
Yep, absolutely. It's an important part of having a business for sure.
Carrie, how's this area in regards to that? Somebody like Abby here, as far as like helping you guys and being partners, and what's it like? Because again, you mentioned what 300 nonprofits. Mm-hmm. I mean, everybody's looking for that buck. Let's be honest. We've all been there.
Oh, absolutely.
How is it going for you with this association?
People are very, very generous in this area. So it's great. The support's overwhelming.
You know what's weird, though? I mean, let's be honest. 10 years ago, nobody talked about Alzheimer's. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah, talk about Heart Association.
You talked about it. You didn't know what it was.
You didn't. Yeah. It's like the awareness aspect.
Right. It's been great.
It's been great. Mm-hmm. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. It's definitely increased quite a bit in the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, even 5 years.
The stigma seems to be finally going away a little bit.
There was, wasn't there?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And your footprint, you're responsible for more than Brown County.
I am. Yeah. So I organize the Walk to End Alzheimer's in Green Bay and Door County and do a lot with education and awareness in those communities, as well as just general development. But then I also oversee Fox City's Oshkosh, Antigo, and Rhinelander.
So. But it almost seemed, and we've talked about this a little bit, it almost seemed like, okay, somebody maybe had somebody in the family, but you didn't really talk about it. Because, I mean, I remember my grandma, I'm positive my grandma had it, but it was just, I'm trying to think of the terms.
Jail.
No, that's a different grandma.
Oh, huh?
That's the other grandma.
That's a different senile. Grandma.
No, that was
senile, right?
Senile, yeah. But something else, though, too. Like old mind or whatever. But it was just, well, that just happens when you're old. But now we realize this is a disease that affects people not old. And I hate to say this, but we were talking about this off air this morning. Some of the old football players that I know are suffering from this, and we're pretty sure is from the traumatic brain injury type things.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, for sure. You know, the more trauma that the brain is put under, the more at risk you're at.
And it's common now. I mean, you hate to say it, but it's become a common thing.
Yeah, and there are more and more young people that are developing Alzheimer's or dementia of some sort.
Crazy.
I mean, my sister died. She was 69.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is young.
So young.
I mean, that's how old Johnny is.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Hey, you know what? I hope I make it to 69. Hope I don't get stabbed in the parking lot at gas station.
Oh, jeez. That's a different story. All right.
You know what? Go ahead.
I think this is great you're doing. And if someone wants to get to volunteer, join your organization. Mm-hmm. I mean, giving money is something, right, we all need, all 300 of us need that. But, boy, you need the time, too, from people.
Oh, absolutely.
Opportunities with
there
you?
Are so many different ways to show support. You know, yeah, of course you can write a check, you know, come to events, be part of the walk. But yeah, volunteering is a great way to get involved as well. Or even just sharing our information and helping other people learn about the association.
So let's talk about, you know, your email. If somebody wants, look, I want to get more involved in this association. Like John and I did, you know, 6 months ago. It's like, we want to do more and you've been great to work with. But how did someone contact you? Tell me that.
So they can reach out by phone or email. cajosephson@alz.org. I'm sure we can put that on Facebook or something after.
Todd will do it.
Perfect.
Because John and I don't know how
we don't know how to do that stuff with Todd. Does.
Yeah.
We are nothing without Todd, just so you know.
No, but people can reach out to me. Actually, after this, I have a meeting with a potential volunteer who might become a community educator for us.
Isn't that great?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and then Simbaldi's, you know, I think that's great that you're doing this Pints with a Purpose. You must have a website we can look at and
Absolutely.
Find out what's going on.
Yep. So all of the events are on our Facebook page. So take a look. We always have different things going on. You know, Wednesday nights we do our Pints with a Purpose, but we do trivia on Tuesday nights. We do bingo on Thursday nights. We've got an ugly sweater kind of retro holiday party
Tell
coming up.
Tell us about this maple brown ale.
And we brought beer. So our maple brown is our winter seasonal. I brought a bottle opener, too, because it's never
nice.
Too early.
Thank you.
So absolutely. So that's our winter seasonal. That's got Wisconsin maple syrup in it. It's actually up from Bear Paw Scout Camp is where we buy the bulk maple syrup. So you're actually supporting the Boy Scouts while you do it.
John, I don't think we can drink on the air.
Why? During a break.
Oh, there you go. That's why they're cueing the break.
Todd!
What?
Help us out here.
Oh, I'll help you. I'll give you one of those bottles.
Absolutely.
Cheers, everybody. Excited to see you all tomorrow at Zambaldi.
We'll be there. 4 o'clock. Stick around.
4 o'clock.
Back after
this. 4 to 7.
Your ears, I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer. It helps me unwind, and sometimes it makes me feel mellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much, vodka puts my mouth in...
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Aaron Zommers, so you watched a film called Hot Frosty.
The main character puts a scarf that she does not know is enchanted around this snowman, and he comes to life, and he starts streaking through the town.
Is there any sex in this movie, Aaron?
There is not.
I think they're missing a perfect thing to go with a fetish snowman thing here.
Gotta bet that audience is huge. What's your kink?
Snowman. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
As the waiter goes by, I like beer. It makes me a jolly good fellow. I like beer.
Tom T. Hall is my all-time favorite musician. Ty.
Great singer-songwriter.
Greatest writer.
Sing along.
Makes him feel
mellow. Whiskey's too rough.
Champagne
costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear.
Oh, I bet it does.
I love Tom T. Hall.
Yeah, good stuff.
I like beer.
Yeah, I think he died, right?
He's gone. Dead, yeah. Yep.
Old Dogs, Children, Watermelon Wine.
Yep.
Great, great song.
I love.
Yep. Homecoming. Actually, you want to know what is the greatest Tom T. Hall song? You want to know what it is? Mama Bake a Pie. No. Yeah, Mama Bake a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken.
Yeah.
Can you play a little bit of that?
I'll find it.
Play a little bit of that.
Yeah, really, that's really what these guests want to hear, right? You know, Mama Bake a Pie, Daddy Kill a Chicken. Let's talk about
it's
Alzheimer's
about a
and
veterans,
and how we can support the community.
It's about a wounded veteran. Hang on. Todd, you have that?
I'm working on it.
Yeah, okay. Let him work. Okay. Just Todd, you got 11 minutes.
Wow, Carrie, control yourself here.
Right?
Wow.
Dropping bottles.
Joel, control your people, Joel. Doesn't that taste like syrup?
Delicious.
Wow. So maple brown ale. Will you be serving this tomorrow night?
We will, yeah. It's our winter seasonal, available at all local grocery stores and convenience stores, and then at the brewery as well. So
tell me the background again.
So this one has real Wisconsin maple syrup, and the maple syrup we get up from Bear Paw Scout Camp. So
is that in not Rhinelander, is that in Mequon?
It's up north.
Do you have the opener, Todd?
I do. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
there
she
we go.
Keeps that a keychain. I like that.
Oh, yeah. It's my keys to the brewery.
It's my lady.
Absolutely.
Bottle opener and a keychain.
But yeah, so my husband is an Eagle Scout and is a scout leader for our son, too. So Boy Scouts are pretty important to our family. So it's nice that instead of buying it, you know, in bulk from a supplier, we buy the maple syrup from the Scouts. So the maple syrup goes into the beer before it's fermented.
I so wish I had Boy Scouts growing up. I wanted
it's
to be a Boy
cool.
Scout. I got Boy's Life magazine. Remember Boy's Life
magazine? Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you something? This might not sound good. So they hand that thing on the back page, basically, where somebody like saves somebody's life. Remember that?
Yep.
And then you would get like a $50 gift certificate.
Yep.
So me and my buddy DeLangelo, we used to go ice fit, and I always kind of wanted him to fall through the ice so I could save him and send it into
and submit your story and get your $50 gift certificate.
Yeah. And is that weird?
Do DeLangelo in and that's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, he saves them in the story.
I would save him.
All right. Oh, I see. Hopefully. Hey, I just on that Eagles, we had somebody in here this week or last week. We were talking to an HR person, and I always said to them that when I interviewed people, all things being equal, I'd go with the Eagle Scout.
No, you did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just can't go wrong
Eagle
with you guys.
Eagle Scouts and farmers.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Yeah. You just can't go wrong.
My husband who brews all the beer, he's an Eagle Scout. He's an Army vet. I mean, he's a good egg. Yeah. So he's a good guy. And the beer that he makes is incredible. So
it's fantastic.
Yeah, multi-talented.
So we're going to go there from 4 to 7, have some flights, pints, and what was it?
And the to-go six-packs.
And the to-go six-packs.
Yep, a dollar from each of those three items will go to the Alzheimer's
Association. And all the tips.
And all your tips.
Actually, most of the tips.
Well, okay, whatever you guys skim off the top is between
you. No, we got to get a little something for the effort.
You and Carrie.
Come on.
A little something for the effort.
If people want to grab something to eat, they want to make a night of it. Do
absolutely.
They go to Gallagher's or they order the pizza over to your side?
Yep, so they can order the pizza from Gallagher's. You're always allowed to bring in your own food, too, from wherever, any local restaurant. But Gallagher's is, you can bring it on into the tap room. But Gallagher's is so convenient. We've got the paper menus up at the register, so you can call in your pizza order and go walk, two steps down to go pick it up and bring it back and enjoy it.
Yeah, he did. I just want to tell you, Gallagher's, and I love your place, but I want to just talk about Gallagher's. Very stressful job at times that I had before this. And the employees would kind of pitch in and get me a meat lover's pizza from Gallagher's.
Oh,
that was
so
like
good.
That is like my whatever
you call it,
comfort food or like escape food. You can't go wrong.
Oh, love that. Yeah. Oh.
By far.
The whole menu, delicious.
If we call them, they're like, oh, the Schmitz, large meat lovers. Like, it's just
ooh, stressful
up.
Day at the office. Yikes.
Not anymore, but anyway.
Okay, one more time, Carrie. Tell everyone what we are doing tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, we are pouring beer in support of the Alzheimer's Association.
At
Zambaldi. So come on out to
place.
Zambaldi on Webster.
Can't miss
4
it.
To 7. Exactly. A dollar from every beer is going back, as well as all the tips that you two can drum up.
Most of the tips we get.
I want to know your bartending experience, gentlemen. How are we?
That's
what
right.
kind of level of expertise are we dealing with? I mean, we're happy to train good people at Zambaldi, but I want to know what
really
we're dealing
check
with.
Credentials.
No, I haven't really done the full, employee screen.
Well, just so I'll tell you, this morning we were looking up how to pour a beer properly.
Yeah. Oh, good. We Googled it.
Yeah,
so
we Googled it.
You wiki-howed this.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
So we're starting at a very basic level. We're happy to train.
Let's speak for John. John, you've been a celebrity bartender, haven't you?
But I literally got criticized. I can't have the good. There's that perfect head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always like, too much or too little?
Two fingers of head. That's how much you want. So we'll teach you how to do
it.
Oh, it's all about the tip.
That sounds.
About,
people think I'm joking about that, but I can't pour a good beer.
Oh,
I bet you could.
By 7:01 tomorrow, you're going to be a master.
Great.
Excellent.
You're going to 3 hours of being
how
awesome behind the bar.
Oh,
yeah.
One. We can get him going early.
You're going to be perfect.
Yes.
I'm going to show up at 2.
We have a guy coming in early to help
us. I just got a text. Johnny reuses ice when bartending. Don't let him do this.
He used old ice.
We don't have too many mixed drinks. The only thing we have is on tap.
Fill the glass with ice.
Thank God the place is no longer in existence. The old Chicago Street Pub where I use the bad ice.
You use the dump ice, not the new ice. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, that's
Abby, I didn't
bad
know.
Training.
Maybe somebody should have told me that
bad
ahead
training.
Of time.
100%. 100%. Bad training.
That's why you come
some
early.
Some stuff, it's like...
We'll have you guys in early and we'll teach you where the real ice is.
You talk about bad training, that's just... There's some stuff that's just painfully obvious, but you got to start over.
You ever been to Chicago Street Pub, Joe?
No, I think it was the inspection department closed it because of the bad ice.
Oh,
and I got in an altercation with an Elvis impersonator.
I hope neither one of those things happen tomorrow, but I hope you guys raise a lot of money
tomorrow's
for the Alzheimer's Association.
We will.
A lot of fun tomorrow night. Alzheimer's Association. Carrie, I'll see you there.
4 to 7.
Zimbaldi's Wednesday, tomorrow night, 4 to 7, raising money for a great cause.
It's going to be awesome. We can't wait.
Outstanding.
Cheers, guys.
Mind on the Mayor, back in tomorrow morning. See ya. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jazz Gallery for the Arts in Milwaukee is having a fundraiser. We'll find out how you can help out, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Matinair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Michigan man leads lawnmower chase. I'll stop, says the suspect. Instead, he reaches under the seat and pulls out a gun.
Shoots himself in the hand.
The deputy has his taser trained on him, and yes, he tased him.
I'm not advocating him for crime, but boost something that goes faster than cop on foot.
Matinair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A customer at a McDonald's restaurant in Altoona, Pennsylvania, getting the credit for tipping police off to the man believed to have been responsible for the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. He headed up one of the country's largest health insurance companies. New York City Police Commissioner Deshika Tisch says she is not sure when 26-year-old Luigi Mangione will be extradited to New York.
We don't know exactly what the timing is. We'll see how the extradition hearing goes. But I am just so proud of the work of the New York City Police Department over the past week.
Mangione had written a 3-page document expressing frustration with the U.S. healthcare system. Thousands gathering at the doors of the notorious Adnaya prison just outside Damascus looking for loved ones in Syria taken there, presumably tortured, many of them killed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu taking the stand in his corruption trial says the charges against him are nothing but a witch hunt. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with